Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Vov Med Aleph at the Mishnah. Ein oifin tamarim devash v'loi tapuchim yayin v'loi sifonioi chaymetz v'shakal apeyus im meshalin oifam v'biyosam v'truma v'mathisheni elezeisim v'anovim bilvad. One may not make truma dates into honey, apples into wine, winter grapes into vinegar, or change any other fruit of truma or mathisheni from its natural state, with the exception of olives and grapes. Ein sovkim arboim mishim ola ela alayotze menazifim menanovim ve meviim bikurim mashkim ela hayotze menazifim menanovim. One only incurs 40 lashes for ola for the juices of olives and grapes. The only juices that one may bring as bikurim are those of olives and grapes. Ein matame mishim mashke ela hayotze menazifim menanovim ve makrivim al gabi mizbech ela hayotze menazifim menanovim. Only the juices of olives and grapes cause something to be susceptible to tumah. The only juice brought on the mizbeach is that of olives and grapes. Ukzei te'inim v'agoigrus v'akalusim v'acharuvim shel tumah asurim blezorim. The stems of figs, dried figs, kalusim figs, and cabs of tumah are prohibited to non-kehanim. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Elah b'shem v'loza, kini masnisin ein oisin, I should say, bikurim, mashkim, el hayotzim, el azisim, el anovim, v'afilim m'shezochu b'hem ba'alim. Rabbi Elah, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that the Mishnah taught that the only juices that one may bring as bikurim are those of olives and grapes. However, as the Mishnah in Maseches Challah taught that Yosef HaKoyim brought his bikurim in the form of wine and it wasn't accepted. And our Mishnah's meaning is that one may not make bikurim into juices except for olives and grapes, even after the Kohanim has acquired them. V'atani derech bikurim mashke laviyam minayin sheyavi talmud leima tovi. And the Gemara rejects it with a brisa that if a person pressed bikurim of grapes or olives to bring their juices to the Beis HaMikdash, from where do we know that this is valid? The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Vav, Pasuk Beis, that you shall take of the first of all the fruits of the ground, which you will bring from your land. If so, why wasn't Yosef HaKoyin's bikurim accepted? Meshalaktam Meshah Roshoyna Amanas Kach Bramhacha Meshalaktam Meshah Roshoyna Amanas Kach. The answer is, as the brisa permits it, only when he picked them planning to crush them. Zeifim shel truma tahorim yasu shemen tameim leyasu v'anovim ben tameim tahorus leyasu divrei Rabbi Meir. The Tosefta says from Rabbi Meir that tahor truma olives may be made into oil, but not tamei truma olives. Truma grapes, whether tamei or tahor, may not be made into wine. Rabbi Yaakov amar mishmoy leinechaku v'bleza v'bishura al zeifim tahorim sheyasu amanechaku al tameim shebleza oimer sheleyasu v'bishura oimer mishyasu. Rabbi Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Meir, says that both Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that one may make tahor truma olives into oil. They disagree over tamei olives. Rabbi Elezer prohibits it and Rabbi Yeshua permits it. However, tahor grapes, but not tamei grapes, may be made into wine. Am Rabbi Yudan, Moedi Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Bezeisim, Tahirim, Sheyasu, Amanechaku, Alatameim, Shebeleza, Oime, Layasu, Rabbi Yeshua, Oime, Yasu, Vanovim, Ben Tahiris, Ben Tameis, Yasu. Rabbi Yudan says that Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree over tahor olives, but disagree over tamei olives. Rabbi Elezer prohibits it, and Rabbi Yeshua permits it. And as for grapes, whether they're tahor or tamei, he may make it. Amma Rabbi, you should say, Moide Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, b'zeisim tahorim sheyasu, v'anovim tameis sheleyasu, v'amanechaku azeisim tameim, v'anovim tahoris, Rabbi Elezer oimer leyasu, Rabbi Yeshua oimer sheyasu. Rabbi says that Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that he may make it from tahor olives and from tamei grapes. He may not make it, but they disagree over tamei olives and tahor grapes. Rabbi Elezer prohibits it, and Rabbi Yeshua permits it. The other Tanaim disagree with Rabbi Meir according to the first Tana about tahor grapes, and they say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, they may make it into wine. And why does Rabbi Meir prohibit it? Since the juice is more susceptible to tumma than when it's in solid form, as the food needs to get intentionally wet in order to be able to contract tumma. And the other Tanaim disagree with the Yudan about tamei grapes, and they say that it may not be made into wine. And why does the Yudan permit it? In order to be able to use the shells and pits as firewood. Zeisim tameim, Rebbe, Rabbi Meir, Chad, Rabbi Yaakov, Yudan, Chada, Heich, Avidin, Uvda. Tamei olives, where Rebbe and Rabbi Meir both prohibit making oil from them, and Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda both permit it. So what is the halacha? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Elazar, im masnisim bevlois ba'echel. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi Lazar says, now, that when the Mishnah taught that stems of figs of Truma are prohibited to non-Kohanim, the Mishnah is discussing when the stems are mixed with food, which is a normal way to eat it. Rabbi Zeira, Kol should the Truma for Taharis Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. Whenever Rabbi Zeira makes a statement in Trumas and Taharis, it's always in the name of Rabbi Elazar. We come now to the next Mishnah. Gaoine Truma Bezman Shehim Mechan Som Asurois Vimishlicham Mutorois Vechen Atzomish HaKodshim Bezman Shehim Mechan Som Asurois Vimishlicham Mutorois. Truma pits, when the Kohen collects them as they have value to him, they're prohibited to non-Kohanim. If he discarded them, they're permitted. The same is true for the bones of sacrifices. Hamolson Muta Subin Shachadoshris Asurois Vesheshonos Mutorois. Coarse bran is permitted. Bran of new wheat is prohibited. Of old wheat is permitted. Noyeg b'truma kadechshu noyeg b'chulin. One may refine truma in the same way that one treats chulin, even though he's discarding a portion of it through sifting. Hamasalas kavri kabayim l'sar l'yavid es hashar elyanichena b'mokayim hamutzna. If one sifts one or two kav from a sar, he should not discard the rest that the sifter retained, rather he should put it in a hidden place. Magura shepina mimena chitei trumoi. Truma, ein mechayv noisoi liyos yosh melaket achas ela mechabed kedarkoi venoisin lasoich hachulin. If a storeroom was emptied of its truma wheat, the owner is not obligated to collect each grain, rather he should sweep there in the regular way and he may then store chulin there. Vechein chavis shor shemen shenishpecha, ein mechayv noisoi liyos yosh v'metapech ela noyeg ba kedach shu noyeg v'chulin. Similarly, if a barrel of oil was spilled, the owner is not obligated to scoop it up, rather he can treat it like chulin. Hamaare mikad lakad venoitef sholish tipin venoitin asech achulin vimhirkina umitzas hare zu truma. If a person pours truma wine or oil from jug to jug, after the last three drops he may put chulin into the jug, but if after the last three drops he instead tips the jug on its side and there's still liquid that collects, it's still considered truma. How much truma masa of demai must there be to require him to take it to the koyin? 1/64th of a log. And the Gemara says, "Amar Yochanan begaline agasim rukustumlin hi masnisa." Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah's case of truma pits refers to pear and kustumlin pear pits that are edible. Rablaza says it could even be referring to hard date pits, and the prohibition is to suck the moisture from it. The Gemara asked, but the Mishnah also taught about bones of sacrifices. Could that case be referring to sucking the marrow? It's known that the marrow of sacrifices are like flesh, so how could the Mishnah permit it if he discarded it? Rather, it must be referring to the tops of the wings and the cartilage, which are semi-edible. Also, Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'roshi kanafayim ha'sechusim he masnisa. Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that yes, it's referring to the tops of the wings and to the cartilage. Ve'elein echadoshes kozman she'abriyos regilim lachvayit. The Tosefta says when the Mishnah taught that bran of new wheat is prohibited and of old wheat is permitted, what's considered new, as long as people still hit it in the threshing floor. Rabbi Acha Amar Ad Shloshim Yom, Acha says until 30 days after it's harvested, Rehabo, v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kein hi shiura. Rehabo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Mishnah taught that if one sifts one or two kav from a sar, he should not discard the rest, and the Mishnah's teaching applies specifically to one or two kav, but not to more. V'atani Masalas Bechitim Kolshu Roitzeh U'mekaneh V'yerek Kolshu Roitzeh, should say. We have a question from the Brisa that says one may sift any amount of flour and remove any amount of inferior leaves of vegetables. Rabbo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'mamida al tumasei. Rabbo quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that the Brisa means that one may even remove all of the leaves until the central stem. Rabbi Yomi b'shem Rabbi La kan b'shanei Riavoin v'kan b'shanei Seva. And Rabbi Yomi quoting Rabbi La answers the question that only one or two kav are permitted in a year of famine and more is permitted in a year of plenty. Tamanta ninan. We have a Mishnah Masechet Duyos that says that bitter watermelon pits and inferior leaves of truma, Ridoisa permits them to non-Kohanim and the Chachamim prohibit them. Rabbi Abor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan loshana ele b'knivas yerek shel gananim, ava b'knivas yerek shel ba'alei batim, af rabbanan moedim. Rabbi Abor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that they disagree over leaves removed by gardeners, since they often remove even edible leaves, but when removed by regular householders, even the Chachamim permit it. Rebun Boyan Loimistava Batuma Gadoila, Abatuma Tumas Mase, Ein ha'alim truma ala alin v'le klachim truma ala klachim, we should say. Rabun says, isn't it logical to say that Ridoisa permits leaves removed by gardeners, specifically if they are truma gadoila? But as for trumas masa, no more leaves may be detached, aside from the leaves he detached before it was declared as trumas masa. And no stalks may be detached, aside from those that were detached before it was declared as trumas masa. As trumas masa is exactly 1/10 of the maceration of the crop, and the owner certainly intended to include the inferior leaves and stalks as part of the trumas masa.